Jean-Jacques Rousseau's entry into the French Encyclopedia of 1768 states the following. Baroque music is that in which the harmony is confused and loaded with modulations and dissonances. The singing is harsh and unnatural, the intonation is difficult, and the movement limited. It's a description which is a far cry from how we perceive Baroque music today. This term, Baroque, has an interesting origin. It's most likely that it came from the Portuguese term barroco, used for a misshapen pearl, one that's not perfectly round. When I introduce the term to my students, I usually wear my handsome string of baroque pearls, which is all very well, but it doesn't really help them connect the term to the music of someone, say, like Bach. The term was first used to describe music in the 18th century, earlier than Rousseau's encyclopedia entry. Again, it was used as a derogatory term, this time by a critic. A review of Rameau's Hippolyte et Aricie in 1734 describes the music as du baroque, lacking a coherent melody, full of dissonance, and putting together all sorts of musical devices. The term by this time was also being used for architecture. Baroque style being described as that which is highly adorned and tormented. It was only in 1919 that the term was first used for the musical period, which we now know as Baroque, a period of Western music extending from the end of the 16th century to around 1750. It was also used for the other arts, but it lost its derogatory connotation. My challenge to myself this week was to find a piece of music that could in any way link with that original use of the word baroque. I couldn't hear anything du baroque when I listened to Rameau's Hippolyte et Aricie with my modern ears, but I did hear it in this extraordinary over-the-top piece by Giovanni Albicastro, the third movement from his concerto No. 4 in C major, marked tremolo spiccato. It contains odd modulations and one sequence on top of the other that only stop for the occasional cadence. Barocco indeed. Here it is, played by the Collegium Marianum with Vaclav Lux. That was Albert Castro's Concerto No. 4 in C major, the third movement, marked Tremolo Spiccato. Collegium Marianum was conducted by Vaclav Lux. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.